This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunnar and Cheyenne. Welcome to our On Demand channel and episode number 2 of the After Show podcast, which the last podcast, episode 1, we got into the weeds on your abusive relationship. And I guess now it's more about me.
Yeah, it's your time to shine.
From my very first job all the way to ending up where we met now, where we're at now. And even how Cheyenne and I met and how the show began.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we've ever even talked about that.
I don't, not really even sure we've talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I don't think so. So a little bonus content,
yeah.
I guess, for you with that one. But enjoy episode 2 of our After Show podcast.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunnar and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunnar and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
Here we are, episode number 2. Last episode, which you could always, look back at last episode, I guess. I don't know how it's lined up on the website.
Yeah, I don't
just
either.
Just go episode 1. Really got into the weeds on Cheyenne, you know, and really got to know her on a deeper level and with the whole abusive relationship and stuff like that. And I know we got a lot of emails and text messages and stuff from people that heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for telling your story.
Absolutely. There's a lot more people than you know that have been in some form of an abusive relationship. So
head on back to episode 1 to hear more on that. And I guess we'll delve into my thing, my story.
I'm excited.
My background here in just a moment. But kind of the thing with the After Show podcast is to kind of hit on some stuff that we did get to during the show, kind of go a little bit deeper on some topics.
That necessarily isn't appropriate for the radio.
How inappropriate are you going to get?
I mean, there's certain things that you just don't talk about.
That's true.
You know, Scott, we're working it out. We'll figure it out.
We get about 2 to 3 minutes to talk about a topic on the air.
Yeah.
Right. And here we have, they give us up to 30 minutes or something. So we'll see how it goes. We'll try to keep it intriguing.
Yes.
You know, throughout the 30 minutes. I guess to get to know me on more of a personal level, you know, where I'm from.
Gunnar Jackson, who are you?
Who am I? That is a good question. Born and raised in the Seattle area, Kent, Washington, you know, and I never really got into the whole radio thing. I did it in my parents' basement. You know, I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. But I never like had planned on going to school for it and making it a career.
Okay.
Right. So my first job was delivering newspapers for the Seattle Times. In the afternoon, had my little newspaper bag on over my shoulders.
And
I did that whole thing.
That's cute.
Waking up Sunday morning, putting the other comics inside the newspaper and the ads and all that, and drop it off the newspapers at people's houses.
You had to actually put the comic inside the newspaper?
Oh, no, they deliver it to where you'd have the newspaper, because those are printed last, right? Because,
right?
I mean, yeah, breaking it or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So those are most up to date. I usually got the comics that had like the Target ads and the Walmart ads and stuff like that the day before.
Oh, okay.
So those would show up in the bundles, and then the actual news would show up, and then I'd have to wake up bright and early on Sunday morning and put all the comics inside the newspaper. So I'd do that. I probably had like 50 or 60 houses, so I had to put that together. And then wake my dad up, because the Sunday papers, I'm not going to carry them on my person. Those things are heavy, man.
Yeah.
But he would, we'd open the tailgate, and I'd hang off the back of the car, and I would deliver the newspapers to the people's houses. And I mean, that was my first job. From there, I went Taco Bell. That lasted about a week.
But why? Why did it last about a week?
That was the drive-thru incident where I was embarrassed, pure embarrassment. It was when my voice hadn't quite developed yet. I'm a late bloomer. Gosh, what age was I? I must have been like 16 or 17. But I was working the drive-thru. And I said, welcome to Taco Bell. How can I help you? Right? I remember it was a female on the other end. She gave me her order. I repeated it back to her. And she said, yes, ma'am, that's it. So at the end of that, I'm like,
that'll be $21.73 at the window, please.
I just had a higher toned voice.
Yeah.
And after that, I just couldn't do it. I was getting sick of it, you know. And then I went to Chuck E. Cheese. Because I'm like, I'm going to change up this career path.
I'm going to do something where I can put on a mask and not have to.
It was a brand new Chuck E. Cheese in Kent, Washington. And I went to the open interviews. Because I played a Bible character in church, that was a costumed character. That was enough experience to run the mouse. So I'm the mouse, the Chuck E. Cheese mouse. You know, I got the head that straps on. It's like a bike helmet that you put on your head, and it's got the big mouse head on top. And then you're putting on the suit, and they tell you just to wear cotton because it's so sweaty in there, and you know, this and that. But the one thing I distinctly remember about that job was strap the head on. That's it. That's the one rule. Strap the head on. I didn't do it once. I threw the head on. It was like a birthday party or something. You know, I had to get out there because the TVs play the automatic music that we all dance to and this and that. If you ever check the cheese, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right? So I had to get out there in time. I didn't strap the head on, but after the birthday dance, I'm going around and meeting my fans. You know, Chuck E. Cheese, meet my fans. And there was one incident. Where there was like an elevated seating area behind me. And I had my back to the elevated seating area, and there was a kid, I guess, standing on the bench, and he had his hands on my head. And I bent down to see a kid that was at my knees, and my head came out from underneath the mouse head. And all these kids see this human head that just emerged out the bottom of the Chuck E. Cheese mouse head.
You just killed so many kids.
So many kids dreams. So many kids started crying. I grabbed the head. I threw it back on and did a wave because Chuck E. doesn't talk. I waved and I disappeared to my little hole, which is a little closet in the far corner. But no, like it was weird though, like being a perverted little kid and moms wanting to hug you and stuff like that. It was weird.
Was it weird? Really?
Looking back on it, I mean, it wasn't weird at the time. I was such the hugger. I'm not a big hugger these days.
You're not a big hugger.
But back when I had that mouse costume on, I was a hugger, man.
Hugged everybody.
Mama want a hug too? God, from there, what did I go from there? Chuck E. Cheese, I went to McDonald's. Worked there for a little bit because I had some friends that worked there.
Right.
And then I think eventually I got a job at like a financial place, like writing loans. But I wasn't even like the guy that wrote the loans. I worked the front desk.
Oh, you were the secretary.
I was the secretary. And I was almost too qualified for that, working at Chuck E. Cheese. He said, you're almost too qualified for this, but I'm going to give you the job. So I had that for a little bit. And then finally I got sick of that and just went back to school and did radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I started in Seattle and gosh, I think it was a month before Emily, my wife, and I got married. I got a job offer out in Rapid City, South Dakota. Had my first job. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I faked it till I made it there, man. I'm surprised I didn't get fired there.
Just flew by the seat of
your
pants. Yeah,
I did. It was fun, though. Rapid City. So you ever been to Rapid City?
I'm not. I want to.
Mount Rushmore and Deadwood, Sturgis, the bike rallies there every year. Devil's Tower. There's so much touristy stuff out there.
That's really cool.
Gosh, from there, Wenatchee, Washington, Yakima, all over the state of Washington.
Yeah.
And that's where I met you. And did we mention that? Did we talk about that in the last podcast?
No, I don't think so.
How we met.
Yeah, that's a great story as well.
Man, so yeah, I was doing radio. We were doing radio in Yakima. And my routine, and I tried to change it up yesterday, and I didn't work out for me. I tried not to get up at 2 o'clock. I want to get up at 3 o'clock, get that extra hour of sleep, but I just was not functioning right, you know. Yeah. But I normally get up 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll go to the gym, shower, get ready for the show, and head straight into the show from the gym. Mm-hmm. That is where I met you for the first time. Was going to Planet Fitness in Yakima, and you are working the overnight shift, 11 a.m. to.
Oh, 10 to 6.
Or 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes.
Oh. So I was seeing you near the tail end of your shift.
No, right about smack dab in the middle. Because you'd be there about 2.
2?
Yeah, 2, 2, 3.
In Yakima, I got there at 2?
I think so.
Because if I got to work at 4:30, I would have... Yeah, it would have been about 3. Yeah. It would have been about 3. It was an hour later.
Yeah, so about right smack dab in the middle.
Community times are nowhere near what they are here in Phoenix. So. No, so yeah, so it was right there, and that's and I met you, and what I remembered about you was that at 3 o'clock in the morning, you had a smile on your face and a chipper attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I always remembered that, even when I had the prior co-host who ultimately left, and that's when we invited you to come in, based on what I saw of you. I just remembered the positive attitude, right? So I'm like, if she can be this happy at 3 o'clock in the morning, she's got to have a decent attitude and a smile on her face bright and early in the morning doing a radio show, right?
When I've had a full night of sleep.
Yeah, because when we first brought you in, it was right after your shift.
Yes.
So you're up from 10 o'clock, if not before, all the way to 6 a.m., coming mm-hmm. straight into the morning show, trying to be chipper with a smile on your face and learn radio and how to even have that interaction back and forth.
Yes.
And the energy drinks you went through and just the sugar you put in your system just to try and stay awake.
It got rough, especially that last hour and a half. It was exhausting.
And you weren't paid for it?
No. I did a lot for free.
You did so much for free. Finally, we got you that full-time contract.
Yeah.
And we just rocked it from there. We had won People's Choice Awards and this and that and just really kicked booty, butt. And Phoenix called. Tim called and said, hey, we're looking for a morning show. They flew us down.
Which was amazing.
Yeah. They didn't want to fly us out of Yakima. It's a small airport that only goes to Seattle, and it's a little expensive to fly out of Yakima. They're like, could you drive the 2.5 hours to Seattle and just leave out of Seattle?
Would you mind? We were like, no.
All right. It's a great opportunity, you know, flying us in. I got to meet all the amazing staff here at Intercom in Phoenix and the management team here, and we got excited. They offered us the job before we even left the building back to Yakima.
Yeah, they did, which was crazy. I didn't expect that to happen. And I didn't expect to, love the staff in the building the way that it just happened.
And, you know, we got the offers. And with any job offer, I would hope that you don't just, yes, right now, unless it's something massive, right? You always got to negotiate a little bit.
Yep.
Right? If you didn't know that, now you know. Just negotiate. Everything's negotiable. So,
absolutely.
Negotiate a little bit. I mean, it's a big move. When you're up in Washington State, you're born and raised in that in Yakima, Moxie, that area.
Yes.
And to uproot and move to Phoenix. I've done the move a couple of times, so I'm kind of used to it with the radio thing. But it was a big move for you.
It was a huge move.
You're leaving your oldest son.
Yeah.
You know, he's still up there with his dad. You're a couple hours away from him. Now you're 20 some odd hours or a flight away, you know.
1,000 miles.
1,000 miles away. You know, so it's a big move, but you see as far as your career choice goes, right?
Right.
You see how great this is for you and ultimately for your family.
Absolutely.
You saw that.
I mean, to put it black and white, I would not have the opportunities to advance my family the way that Phoenix has given me if I would have stayed in Yakima. It would have never happened. And I had that conversation with our previous station.
Yeah.
They told me that. They said, if you stay, there's nothing for you.
Yeah. You're maxed out.
Yeah. Essentially, I was
salary.
Maxed out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But here, you know, in Phoenix and the listeners, the Campbell Nation and everybody here in the building, it's just been an amazing experience. I love the area. I love the weather, even though right now on Wednesday, what's the day today? The 11th?
The 11th.
It's just raining, and there's nothing but rain for the rest of the week. Back to the sunshine on Saturday. But I love the Phoenix weather this time of year.
So do I.
Being outside, short sleeves and shorts, mid-70s to mid-80s. I love it. We've been told a zillion times about just wait for the summer.
And it's the same. You know what I love about it is it's the same exact sentence from every person. Just wait until July and August.
Yep.
Just same wait.
Thing. Yeah.
It's the same. It's verbatim from every person. We know.
You've been to Vegas at 110, 115, right?
I've lived in Vegas. Yeah. It gets hot.
Yeah. No, it does. And I've never lived in the 110, 115.
Uh-huh.
I visited Vegas. Laid by the pool with 110, 115.
You haven't gone about daily life.
Yeah, I haven't gone about daily life.
Yes.
So, I mean, we'll see when that happens. But I enjoy the heat, and I love it down here. And I know you do as well.
Yeah.
On the personal side, obviously got a wife. We're married in November of 2007, which is, God, what is it, 14 years, 13 years? I don't know.
You're going on 13 this
13
year.
13 years.
Yes.
We got two kids, two offspring. One, Kaylin. She turns 8 in June, and Tatum turns 4 next month, April.
Yeah,
April
she does.
19th. And I would have been fine with just one.
Mm-hmm.
Got my. I always wanted a daughter. Loved it. Loved having Kaylin.
Mm-hmm.
Emily was so set on allowing Kaylin to have a sister to grow up with because she grew up with a sister and
right.
a brother.
I get it.
And didn't want him or her to be the only child,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I don't know if she sneakily did it or what, but...
You got roped into having another
roped
kid.
Roped into having another one, you know, because it was 3 years later, uh-huh. right? Because about 3 years after Kaylin.
Yeah.
I remember when it happened, Kaylin brought me the pee stick in a Ziploc bag that said pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Like, because Emily was afraid to tell me.
Aww.
So she made Kaylin bring it to me as I was sitting on the couch.
Because she knew you weren't going to freak out.
I'm like, what's this? Where'd you get this, Kaylin?
This is yours. This looks about 3 years old.
What is Fisher Price producing these days?
What are we teaching our kids?
No, she was pregnant. And then I was down. We were living in Tri-Cities when she was pregnant with Tatum. And Tatum was a name that was chosen by the radio listeners of the show that I was on down at Power 99.1 in Tri-Cities.
Right.
And there was a list of five names. I convinced Emily to do it by saying, okay, pick your five favorite, Emily. And I'm going to let the listeners choose. This is my career choice. I've been doing this since 2006.
Right.
And I think it's just a great move. Let's let the listeners choose our baby name.
Right.
She gave me her five favorite. Tatum was at the bottom of her list. And Tatum is what the listeners chose.
It would work out that way. That's
it
what
totally
would happen. Yeah.
Right? But anyway, the rest is history.
What
there.
Was her top favorite name? Do you remember?
McKenna, I think.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
But Tatum is a Tatum. I could not being anything else.
I couldn't see her being a McKenna.
Yeah.
But isn't that weird? Isn't that weird how it works, though?
Yeah.
Like, whatever name you choose, and a lot of people wait. Do you know anybody that's waited, like, beyond the first year before they name their kid?
Oh, no. I know people who have waited till they've been born to see them, but not a year. I don't even think the hospitals let you leave anymore.
If I would have done that, babies are ugly when they're born.
You don't like newborns.
And they look like little old men. So how are you going to wait till they come out and look at them and then name them?
What are you going to name him? Alfred.
I know.
Why? Because he looks like an Alfred.
A little old man looks like Alfred. I don't get it.
That's funny.
And people think babies are so cute when they're born. They're not.
I do. I think they're adorable. If you got a newborn baby, bring it to me.
Give me the baby.
Give me your babies.
All right. I'm so tired right now. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. But I haven't been sleeping well this week.
Why?
I think it's the full moon and Friday the 13th.
I think because we keep talking about it. We're blaming everything that goes wrong this week.
And
we
the rain.
Have blamed.
That's right. The full moon. Friday the 13th this week.
And the rain.
Yeah. So I'm blaming it on it.
Yes.
But anyway, I think episode 2 is in the books.
I think so.
Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have an amazing week. We'll do. We normally record these on Wednesdays after the show.
Mm-hmm.
So this one will be up a little bit later. By the time you hear it, you're already listening to it, so that doesn't matter to you. But it'll be up like, you know, before 11 o'clock on Wednesdays,
yeah.
I want to say. So going forward, just be if you're enjoying this, should be up before 11. If it's not, blame JP because he's the one that does it.
Yeah, producer JP, it's all his fault.
It's all his fault. But have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.